You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day.
The Lord has rejoiced.
And be glad.
In it.
Happy Friday.
Yes.
Hi.
It's Friday. And we want to just encourage you, if you do not have a home church where you go and learn the Word of God on a regular, I'm phrasing it this morning. If you do not have a home church where you do go and learn the Word of God on a regular basis, then we're going to invite you to visit us at Living Word Church, 10 o'clock, 1010 Dixon Boulevard, right here in the heart of Cocoa, where the Word of God will be taught to you in a simplest form, where you can learn it and apply it to your daily life. See, that's our mission at Living Word, is to take the Word of God, teach you so you can understand it and now apply it to your daily life. And it, no, you can say the Word of God is true, and it is what?
True unto me.
Because you have done it. Mm-hmm. That's our goal there.
This Sunday is a great time to come, because we're going to be having a special service where we do part of it inside and part of it outside, and we have a big meal together every last Sunday. So that is this Sunday coming. I want to invite you out to be a part of that. We always have a great time. It's a great time to fellowship, to get to know one another, and to share in a delicious meal together. So every last Sunday, so that's this Sunday coming for June, want to invite you out to be a part of that. So we begin service at 10 a.m. We begin inside. Then eventually we move outside and we do some things of fellowship outside as well. And then we eat together.
Yes.
So don't say, well, I don't want them to think I'm just coming for the food. The whole reason we have the food is for you to come.
Yeah. It's for you to come.
And it's delicious.
Yeah. And it's a very relaxed atmosphere.
Yes, very. Mm-hmm.
So we just invite you. We'd like to see you there. And those of you who listen to us but cannot put a face to the voice, you hear the voice, but you can't put a face to it. One good way to put a face to the voice is to visit us.
Mm-hmm. We're continuing the teaching of the fruits of the Spirit. So when the Spirit leads, fruit grows. There's evidence. When we are rooted in Christ, we will grow in the Spirit.
Yeah.
So in Galatians chapter 5, it shows us evidence of a fruitful life rooted in Christ. And it's not necessarily what church culture would tell you that evidence of being rooted in Christ is. It says here in the Bible that the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, it's peace, it's long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. So it's not listing a bunch of religious tradition things. It is giving us practical ways where we could demonstrate the love of Christ. How do we demonstrate the love of Christ? By being full of joy,
yes.
By operating in peace, by long suffering, by showing kindness to one another, by being good to one another,
yes.
By being faithful, be, you know, trusted when we are given an assignment, being gentle and operating in self-control. So these things show that Christ is in us, that we are rooted in Christ.
We're going to pick up next week when we teach and spend a lot of time breaking down kindness, mm-hmm. the next two fruit, mm-hmm. and goodness. Mm-hmm. You ever think of all those two run together?
Yes.
Kindness, mm-hmm. and goodness. Mm-hmm. So to have goodness, mm-hmm. you have to have what? Kindness. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit, when we're studying this, Dan, the Holy Spirit keep our mm-hmm. mind focused mm-hmm. on the sequence mm-hmm. and not to change order. Mm-hmm. That the sequence here is very important, not to change the order. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we don't talk about kindness mm-hmm. before we talk about goodness. Mm-hmm. And we don't talk about goodness and mm-hmm. kindness before we talk about the fruit that precede those. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that we study these very careful. And today, before we leave the year today, we want you to take a scripture. Look at Ephesians chapter 4:32. Ephesians, we're going to leave this with you on this Friday morning. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. Somebody just write that down out there if you're traveling. You just put it in your brain. Yes.
And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
Oh, read it one more time.
And be kind to one another, mm-hmm. tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
So that verse is an action verse.
Mm-hmm.
That verse right there. It's all action. Not something that we think about. Something that we have to what? Do. And being what?
Kind.
Mm-hmm. So here we see love mm-hmm. in action. Mm-hmm. Here we see what? Love in action. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Mm-hmm. That produces kindness. Mm-hmm. The fruit of the Spirit mm-hmm. is love. That produce what? Kindness. So we cannot produce kindness unless we have the first fruit, mm-hmm. love.
Mm-hmm. Love is it.
Love mm-hmm. is the key
yes.
fruit.
Amen.
Love is the baseline. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We must have love. So kindness is rooted in love. Mm-hmm. Without love, there is no kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Because on one, when we say somebody's kind, we're seeing love in action, not somebody talking. When I say that person's kind, mm-hmm. it's because the person does something. Mm-hmm. That person do something.
Mm-hmm.
And my reaction now going to say, oh, that's a kind person.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen somebody stop and help somebody to cross the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I says, that's a very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind person. Yes. He's so kind. Mm-hmm. They pull over and help somebody. It comes from love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and they had to operate in all the fruits of the Spirit in
yes.
between to do that.
To
do a kind act of service, you have to be patient.
Patient.
Because you're putting off something that you're doing.
Yes.
You're stopping your routine to do the kind deed. So
yes.
that's demonstration of long suffering. You're at peace. You know, okay, I'm going to stop what I'm doing, the route that I'm going, and I know that in the end, everything is going to be all right. I'm at peace. I feel safe, extending Christ's love, and then you're operating through joy.
Yeah.
Because that person that you're kind to, what are they going to do? They're going to respond with joy.
Yeah. You have to turn
mm-hmm.
around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember many years ago, I was on my way to church, and there was a lady She couldn't cross the road, and she was stumbling in the road. And that I had to turn around and come back and put my lights on and take that lady in my car. And she could hardly tell me where she was going. She has her brain there. Yeah. But I have her out of danger until she could tell me where. And I drop her. And so when you say that, to show kindness, it takes you out of your way. Well, that's right. And that just came back to me. It's going to take you, it's going to inconvenience you.
Yeah.
In another word, it's inconvenience you. It takes you out of your way to show that. But you're showing the characters of God, the characteristic of God, because that's the nature of God. Kindness. Oh, we're going to stay with this next week.
And if you think about a natural fruit, every fruit has a seed in it, right? That's what makes it a fruit, has a seed in it. And we know that the Bible says that the word of God is the seed. So when we think about the natural use of a fruit, what is the fruit doing? It's protecting the seed that's within it. What is the fruit doing? It's drawing attention to the tree, right? So when we're operating in the fruits of the Spirit, we're protecting the seed, which is the word of God, which is the reputation of God. When we are carrying ourselves, operating in the fruit of the Spirit. Also, then we're drawing others to Christ when we're operating in the fruit of the Spirit. Because the fruit, tangible, physical fruit, its function is to protect the seed that's within it. So if the Bible tells us, which it does, that the word of God is the seed, and then it tells us to operate in the fruits of the Spirit, then when we're operating in the fruits of the Spirit, we are protecting the seed. We are drawing others to the word that's there through Christ. So when we are proclaiming that we're Christians and we're proclaiming all these things, and then we're not operating in the fruit of the Spirit, we are damaging the reputation of Christ. It's not that we, you know, not that we're better than anybody, not that we're more worthy or uppity uppity Pharisee or anything like that. But there's a reputation, there's an expectation that people have when they hear that somebody is a Christian. Is it all in alignment with the word? Maybe not. But we don't want to put a bad taste in people's mouth about Christ, about how we're carrying ourselves when we're professing to be Christ, with Christ's children in the earth, Christ's representation in the earth. So how are we going to say we're ambassadors for Christ Jesus, but at the same time, we are being defaming, you know, the name that we're saying that we're carrying? If somebody's an ambassador for any country throughout this world, they're going to operate in a way of esteem to represent their country well.
True.
That's why they have the assignment. That's why they were chosen for the role, because they're going to operate in the best interest and reflect the ways of their country. So here we are. We're children of God. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are ambassadors of Christ Jesus in the earth. So we must operate in the fruits of the Spirit to protect the seed, the word, which is being declared throughout the earth about the goodness of God. If we say that he is a God of love, then we should be demonstrating love. We say he's a God of joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, all these things, is then to operate in us. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill reminds listeners that 22 veterans tragically take their own lives each day. We must come together to combat this crisis.